All right, this is 97.9 FM, WCHL. Ron Stutz, along with Freddie Kiger.
We're just pleased to be here with you.
Just pleased as punch.
Hubert Humphrey.
Please me, oh yeah.
It's one of my
like
favorite.
I please
that
you.
Was the, I like that one a lot. That was
really?
One of my favorite.
Yeah. I always equate that with From Me to You, because they came out at about the same time.
Yeah, was that on the
please,
flip side?
Please Me and From Me to You.
Because that came out on,
I think it was.
It came out on another label.
It was VJ.
VJ Records.
Black, primarily.
Black, it was a black label.
Yeah.
Please. And John Lennon sang the wrong lyric.
Mm. Yeah, well.
On the last verse.
Yeah, you know, and while we're at it, let me ask you on Twist and Shout.
Yes.
Beatles song.
Yes.
Actually, not their song, but they
the
did,
Isley
a, did
Brothers,
a great version of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
John Lennon, I think, had a cold or something when he sang that, because it didn't
he
sound
like
he had
been
that.
Up most of the night,
mm-hmm.
had been smoking a lot of cigarettes,
mm-hmm.
and his voice was shredded.
His voice sounded horrible.
Just shredded.
Yeah.
But it was perfect for that song.
It was. It was
oh my
perfect.
Gosh, yeah.
I love their version
so
of
it. I don't think
song.
He was sick, but he was just...
Yeah.
He was just, you know,
he had something wrong.
Shredded his chords.
He didn't sound normal.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like himself.
But it was perfect. But let's see. Today we're doing one-hit wonders.
Okay.
Which the Beatles were not.
No, definitely not.
Not. Folks, we're going to play a tune
mm-hmm.
that came back, let's see, back in 1975.
Okay.
May. Here we go. I'm going to hand it to Ron. This is a little bit of a toughie.
All right.
We're about to play a tune that was the sole hit of a Charlotte, North Carolina solo artist.
Okay.
Name either the tune or the artist.
Okay.
You ready? You got it?
Yeah. Have I got it on the right side?
You got it on the right side? You're
okay.
Good to go, man.
Here we go. Everybody listen carefully.
Back to the 70s.
I'm going
to
do the same thing.
I gave a girl a ride in the wagon. She crawled in. She was tired, 'cause her mind was a-dragging. I said, get some sleep and dream of rock and roll. 'Cause like a picture she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me.
You know, let's all pile in the Chevy van with Sammy John.
Sammy John and Chevy van.
Yeah, that was a good song.
It was a good song.
I haven't heard that song in a long time.
In May of 1975, it got as high as number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Thanks for bringing back the memories
well,
on that.
Yeah, Charlotte guy.
Yeah.
And in 1976, Hollywood got on the song's popularity,
mm-hmm.
and they did a movie, or they were conceptualizing doing a movie entitled The Van,
mm-hmm.
featuring Danny DeVito. And like a bevy of nymphettes.
Oh God!
I know. How crazy is that?
Why would you cast Danny DeVito in that role?
No kidding. I mean, he could be one of the Munchkins.
Really?
But then they asked John to do the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's a reason why you don't have the soundtrack, and you probably can't rent the movie.
Yeah.
It all fell through.
Oh yeah. Well, as so many projects do.
Oh yeah,
I suppose in Hollywood.
Yeah, and I think Sammy John came out with maybe a couple more songs. Just you know, just never.
I don't remember anything by Sammy John's except
Chevy Van.
Chevy Van, that's right. So anyway, good. A lot of people had vans back then. They'd have
oh my gosh,
shag carpeting
I had a
inside
Dodge
them.
Van. If you remember,
you did. I sure do. I remember it well. They had shag carpeting in them and everything. And
oh yeah,
you could spend your life in there. I never had a van, but spent a lot of
time.
We
went to the Eddie Money concert in the van.
That's right.
In the
that's,
Dodge van.
That's right.
Remember
that? We did. Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
A lot of other things in that van, too.
Okay. We're moving right along.
Thank you very much.
See you tomorrow.